An old friend of mine who died recently wrote this poem. It's entitled, Me Mam's Cures. Our mam was the one for curing your ills. Her cupboard was full of lotions and pills. From a tummy ache to a tiny sore, whatever the ailment, she'd got the cure. There was castor oil and things like that, and wrapping you up in goose grease fat, mustard plasters to put on your chest, and Epsom salts to do the rest. How often have I heard her say, are you really sure you've been today? Woe betide you if you said no. Such awful things she gave you to make you go. I once had a boil on the back of my neck. Her hot bread poultice burned like heck. She said you were trying to make it bust. Between the cure and the boil, the cure was the worst. Friday night was the real big night. It's the time we was washed whiter than white. In the big tin bath, in front of the fire, scrubbed clean of all our muck and mire. After the bath, out came the big spoon. My turn coming all too soon. Brimstone and treacle to clear your insides and lots of other things besides. There was one other thing I used to dread, the time when she used to scrape my head. With that awful tooth comb and a piece of paper on what she called her nitpicking caper. I was always glad when that was over. Kids these days are really in clover. No knit nurse now to call at your school, and that awful steel comb is a vanished tool. Camphorated oil, thermogene pads, another two of my mother's fads, or sweaty socks to put round your throat, that really used to get my goat. It's for your own good, she used to say. I only wish you were here today, and although I didn't think it then, I wish you were here to cure me again.